USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden does not support House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler's push to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Someone else not a fan of adding four justices to the Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
The left wants a sword dangling over the justices when they weigh the facts in every case. As the Democratic leader threatened just 2 years ago, Democrats want the justices to know that they will, quote, pay the price, end quote, for rulings that Democrats don't like.
President Biden is defending new sanctions on Russia, the U.S. imposing sanctions on Moscow for cyber hacks and attempted election interference.
We cannot allow foreign power to interfere in our democratic process. And I told them if it turned out that the as I thought, that there was engagement in our elections, that I'd respond.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking three Asian American women in two separate incidents back in March. Major League Baseball is commemorating Jackie Robinson Day. It comes on the anniversary of his historic MLB debut, breaking the league's color barrier. All teams will be wearing his number 42. Some teams, including the New York Mets, also honoring Robinson today at Citi Field. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
News out of Minneapolis as the defense rests in the case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
The Minneapolis police officer charged in the George Floyd murder trial, Derek Chauvin, will not testify. Judge Peter Cahill, a 14-year veteran of the bench, with instructions directed at Mr. Chauvin.
He can give you advice, and you can take that advice or reject that advice. But the decision ultimately has to be yours and not his. Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Has anyone promised anything or threatened you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Blinken in Afghanistan less than 24 hours after President Biden announced a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country by September 11th, something Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida is not a fan of.
The last thing I want to see is another 9/11. And the best way that I think cause another 9/11 to happen is to pull all of our troops out of Afghanistan when half the world's terrorist organizations are still there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.